From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. My name is Father Pat Fitzpatrick. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from John Hughes from Toronto, Ontario. This Mass is offered in memory of his parents, Ben and Teresa Hughes. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace.
Amen. Amen.
We celebrate the feast of Saint Michael the Archangel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
May the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Only Begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O God, you dispose in marvelous order ministries, both angelic and human. Graciously grant that our life on earth may be defended by those who watch over us as they minister perpetually to you in heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Revelation. In my vision, war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought back, but they were defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. The great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Then I, John, heard a loud voice in heaven proclaiming, "Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our comrades has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. But they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they did not cling to life even in the face of death. Rejoice then, you heavens, and those who dwell in them." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, Lord. In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, Lord. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. before the gods I sing your praise. I bow down towards your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, Lord. For you have exalted your name and your word above everything. On the day I called, you answered me. You increase my strength of soul. In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, Lord. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth. They shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. In the sight of the angels, I will sing. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Bless the Lord, all you angels, you ministers who do God's will. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "There is truly an Israelite in whom there is no divide." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And Jesus said to Nathanael, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Well, three angels, even archangels, all in one reading, a trinity of angels in that order, Michael, Gabriel, Nathanael, venerated by both Jews and Christians. Then there we find there were three archangels again, Michael. They tell us it means, "Who is like the Lord?" the special protector of the church, and the leader of the heavenly host of angels. We would be including both in the holy, holy, holy when we proclaim our chant of these words at Mass. Then there was Gabriel. God is mighty. God sent him to Our Lady to request her to become the mother of Jesus, and then to Zechariah to announce Elizabeth's pregnancy. And finally, Nathanael. The word means true or genuine protector, Son of God, King of Israel. All three take their stand before God. And then there was one more archangel, Raphael, a name that foretells God heals and is also associated with a healing pool in Jerusalem, an angel that carries our prayers from us to God. And of course, each one of us has our guardian angel. So, an appropriate time to pray, Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light, to guard, to rule, and guide. Probably the second prayer my mother taught me after the Hail Mary. And then there was what Jesus said to Nathanael in today's gospel. Very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Upon Jesus, yes. And upon all of us, too. Now and in the next life. Our short gospel can recall what awaits you and me and all who believe in the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Maybe we've skipped over today's first reading from the last book in the Bible, the book of Revelation, the Apocalypse. Saint Michael and angels bring us good news. Yes, Saint John and his angels proclaim, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of Jesus, his Messiah. Satan has been conquered by the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God we call upon at every Mass. The Lamb of God we call on to take away the sins of the world. The Lamb of God who will grant us peace. And so maybe this is an appropriate time to recall the Angelus, how our Blessed Lady conceived Jesus, how her readiness to say yes to Jesus made all the difference. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to your word. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Angelus came into being through our Blessed Lady's saying yes to God's request. About 30 years later, Jesus saw Nathanael approaching one day. Ah, here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. And Nathanael asked him, when did you get to know me? I saw you under the fig tree, Jesus replied, even before Philip called you. We can almost hear Nathanael's gasp, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. And then Jesus went on to tell Nathanael, you'll see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Nobody seems to know exactly what Jesus meant by those three words, Son of Man. But Son of God is easier to understand. Our prayer intentions at this Mass and for the month of September. For all those in our daily TV Mass community who are dedicated to the care of the sick, may they receive the grace to continue their ministry of compassion and caring with hope and joy. We pray to the Lord. We call on Saints Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael to be with us, to help us, to stand by us. We pray to the Lord. We take a moment maybe to pray to one of the angels, an angel to whom we have some special devotion. We pray to the Lord. Grant to us, O Lord, hearts renewed, recreate in us your own spirit, Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Lord, wash away my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. Let us pray that our offering of Mass today may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father. We offer you a sacrifice of praise, O Lord, humbly entreating that as these gifts are borne by the ministry of angels into the presence of your majesty, so you may receive them favorably and make them profitable for our salvation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
This Mass has its own special preface. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, and to praise you without end in your angels and archangels. For the honor we pay the angelic creatures in whom you delight redounds to your own surpassing glory, and by their great dignity and splendor, you show how infinitely great you are to be exalted above all things through Christ our Lord. Through him, the multitude of angels extols your majesty, and we are united with them in exultant adoration as with one voice of praise we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God. of your glory. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts by sending down your Spirit upon them, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, Jesus took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, our bishops, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her husband, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with you always.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. The body of Christ.
With those of you at home, join with me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you were already there, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Having been nourished with heavenly bread, we beseech you humbly, O Lord, that drawing from it new strength under the faithful protection of your angels, we may advance boldly along the way of salvation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go from this Mass in the peace of Christ.
Our thanks to our donor for the gift of this Mass. Please remember that all requests for prayers are included in our Prayer Intentions book and shared with all of our celebrants.
In his word, the angels of